Just want to confirm that people on Zoom can hear us in the room. Could you just let us know in the chat? Good evening, Council. It's 6:04 PM, so I will call this meeting to order. Starting with attendance. Also, just before I start anything, as I think most of you probably know, Courtney's off on vacation. So our wonderful clerks, Sun and Tanisha, are helping us out today with tech and a lot of the back end stuff on Council. So thank you very much to them. But also just apologies, we may be a little slower than normal as we figure things out without our wonderful assistant manager to support us. So for attendance, Christian Fotang.
Here.
Also, if you're on the Zoom call, please say it verbally. I can't see the Zoom chat and I'm recording attendance today. Pedro Almeida.
Here.
Chris Beasley.
Here.
Levi Flamin.
Easy.
Michael Griffiths.
Here.
Stephen Rates.
Here.
Adrian Lamb.
Here.
Mason Peach.
Here.
Nathan Teason.
Here.
Muniba Kadir.
Here.
Ayman Saif.
Proxy here.
Thank you. Amir Mohammed.
Here.
Damon Atwood.
Hello.
Elm Alahi. Precious Majekodumni.
Present.
Thank you. Jillian Eisenstadt.
Here.
Noor Abdelwahab.
Here.
Laurel Ford.
Here.
Megan Garbutt.
Roxy here.
Thank you. And I am present. Our CRO, Jacob, is present. And Mark Dumichel is not present. Okay, so on to our traditional territory acknowledgments. The University of Alberta and the University of Alberta Students' Union occupy Indigenous land in Amiskwichi, Wiskaigan, or Beaver Hills House on Treaty 6 territory. From time immemorial, the banks along the river valley have been known as the Pohonan, a meeting place for the Nahiowak, the Nitsapi, Métis, Dene Sutlin, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and others. The university, the Students' Union, and much of the city are located on the unlawfully stolen land from the forcibly removed Papoose Cree. We acknowledge that sharing this land gives each of us the responsibility to research the historic contexts of Treaty 6, to reflect on our personal relationships to the land, the nations we've named, and to our roles in upholding justice on this territory. Since they began, the Students' Union and the university have benefited from the historic and ongoing dispossession of land and resources from Indigenous peoples. As a result, it is our responsibility to seek the restitution of this land and its resources. Finally, we seek to do better by working to make our learning, research and governance align with the histories, languages, teachings, and cultures of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples in the land presently occupied by the Canadian state. We encourage critical reflection by asking the following question. In relation to the territory on which you are situated, what role do you play in strengthening the resistance and resurgence of Indigenous students within your communities? For today's oath reminder, I'm just going to remind you of the oath that we have all taken together. I don't have a specific prompt for today. So we'll move into speaker's business. I have a committee resignation to announce. Jillian Eisenstadt has resigned from the Sustainability Committee. I expect that we'll have a motion to fill that vacancy at our next council meeting. We do have also two proxies for today. We have Mateen Kukan proxying for Megan Garbutt, and Mikhail Schmidtke proxying for Eamon Safe. On the topic of proxies, just a friendly reminder, please, as much as possible, try to get those in 24 hours prior to council. I do understand that things come up sooner than 24 hours before council, and that deadline can be waived if there are circumstances, but it just makes it easier for us if you get them in by that deadline. My last reminder for today's meeting is I've sent you all a sign-up email for Week of Welcome. We would like for all of you to do at least 1 hour at Week of Welcome or 2 shifts. So please sign up for that at your earliest convenience. Speaking from past experience, it's a really great way to connect to new and returning students at the university in their first week. Honestly, it was a highlight from last year. So I really recommend that you sign up as soon as possible. I've also just received a reminder from our VPA. It's Courtney's birthday today. So even though she's not here with us, maybe let's give her a round of table bangs so we can celebrate her. Okay, so that brings us to the end of speaker's business and to our next section of the agenda, which is the consent agenda. It's a very full consent agenda today. We have our minutes from our last meeting, which was in June. And then we also have the appointments of students at large for finance, green and gold, health and dental, policy, sustainability, and the sub-planning and sub-art committees. So unless there's any objections to the items on the consent agenda, Levi?
If I found a typo in our minutes, can I move to amend, or do you have to pull those from the consent agenda and deal with it?
We usually just kind of let it be amended if there's no opposition from anyone.
Yeah, it's just on page 21. Fotang Flamin moved to amend the adoption of the following amendments to standing ordes as opposed to orders. Okay. So it's just inserting an R in there. It's like something purely editorial.
Okay. Is there any objection to fixing that slight typo on page 21 of the minutes? Okay, seeing none, the minutes will be approved to correct the typo on page 21. Are there any further objections to the consent agenda as presented? Okay, seeing none, the consent agenda is approved as a whole, and a big round of congratulations to all of our SALs who put their names forward. Committee chairs, I think I would probably just ask you to reach out to the SALs and just kind of see if they need anything to succeed on your committees. If there aren't chairs for the committees yet, we'll kind of handle that as staff. If you have any concerns with that, please also just let me know and we can sort it out outside of this meeting. So we have no presentations today. So the next item of business is reports. I'll first check to see if there are any executive reports to be given orally. Any executives?
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I believe some of the execs have quick updates to provide council. Okay. Beyond our reports.
Who would like to go first?
We'll do normal order. So I believe we start with the VP SL.
Okay, Michael.
If,
Wonderful. Yeah, just for folks, you can find my full report of everything I've been up to in the order papers, but just a reminder, I sent this message to the WhatsApp group chat as well. To, if you were interested, sign up to volunteer for Residents Move-In Day at whichever campus you choose. Really good opportunity, again, to connect with new students and returning students coming to campus. No pressure, but if you are interested, a great way to get involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, Christian, I've deleted the order for exec reports we used last year. So just whichever exec is first or next, please.
VP Ops Fine, I believe.
Hello, Council. Now, sorry for not including this in the written report, but this occurred Friday afternoon. And the reason I bring this up is because it has a lot to do with one of my campaign platforms. Some of you may remember that I campaigned very heavily on student discounts. And we were reached out to by the team at SPC Card, our student price card. For those of you who might be familiar, you buy a one-year membership for $12 and you get discounts to dozens, if not dozens or hundreds of retailers. And so we met with them and were quite amenable to their proposal. So we brought it back. We deliberated internally just to figure out whether we want to partner with them and to what capacity. So things are ongoing, but just from initial impressions, both from myself and the team, we seem to be quite pleased with what they brought forward. We're just trying to decide how far along we want to partner with them or if we want to pilot or anything. So when I know more, you'll know more. But I was super excited to bring that to all of you today.
Thank you. Next executive, please.
VPX.
Thank you so much, Council. As you may have noticed, I'm not here. Myself and President Fotang are out in Fredericton right now for the Canadian Student Alliance's Polystrat conference. So we'll be here until the end of the week, and then we'll be back in sunny Edmonton. Most of my report is in what I was able to provide to you in the written document. The things that have happened since then, though, on Friday, myself and President Fotang met with MLA Hoffman, representing Edmonton Glenora. So that was really nice to be able to rekindle that connection and just continue building out folks in Edmonton. And as well, yesterday, I got a chance to meet with Minister Sawney, so Minister of Advanced Education, just on behalf of CAUSE, and to have an introductory meeting with her there. So that was really great. We talked about CAUSE's priorities on affordability, on mental health, on gender-based violence, on ensuring that there are supports for Indigenous learners in universities as well. And so overall, it was really great. But that was my update. Thanks, folks.
Awesome. BPA?
Hi, everybody. I have my report that has the main activities that I've been up to. They're all written in there. If there's any questions, feel free to reach out.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That just leaves me. So for myself, nothing more different than what VP Beasley's added. Chris and I are here in New Brunswick, Fredericton, on the lovely campuses of St. Thomas University and New Brunswick, University of New Brunswick, for CAUSE's policy and strategy. So we've been and different kind of consultation sessions, giving feedback to the board on their action plan for the year, as well as feedback on some of the priority themes that we hope to see as CAUSE's final advocacy priorities that we'll be advocating on. We should be determining what those will be by Friday during Friday plenary. Thursday, I lose track of the week. It's very humid here, and also we be doing a lot of committee work. Beyond that, as I mentioned in my report, Pedro and I have been meeting with the faculty associations, learning about their priorities and how the SU can support them, and supporting the vice presidents in their work. That's it.
Thank you, executives, for those updates. At this point in time, are there any committee chairs that would like to provide an oral report to council? Sure. So I hear that Damon has a chat. We'll leave that till question period, which will just be coming up in a few moments. So seeing no committee chair updates, are there any general members of council wanting to provide an oral report? Okay, seeing no oral reports from the floor, we'll move on to our next section of business, which is open forum. Are there any guests of council wanting to ask questions or make comments to the group today? Okay, seeing none, we will move into question period. So are there any members of council wishing to make comments or ask questions of other members of the group? I do believe that Damon had a question, so I'll allow him to go first. Okay. Are you with us, Damon? Okay, Damon's having some mic problems. If you could just turn the screen, I'll read it out on his behalf. So this is just a question for Levi, but does partnering with an external discount provider diminish the value of our own perks program, especially if we want to expand that in the future?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Damon, for the question. It does not. And that was one of the main hesitancies that the staff members that were with me in that meeting had brought forward. But upon hearing what they had to say, their concerns were assuaged. And if they're happy, I'm happy.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further questions or comments from the floor? I see Nathan. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a question directed to the Vice President External, Chris Beasley. With the ministerial mandate letters currently published, a main initiative is to design a ministry-specific job attraction strategy to raise the awareness of young Albertans and adults changing careers, of the skilled trades and professions available in each economic sector, including pathways for education, apprenticeship, and training. Can the Vice President External comment on current thoughts on the ministerial mandate letters and ways or efforts that the UASU and its partners have made to ensure student voices are heard and are in the minds of Alberta's government? Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous question. The ministerial mandate letters are in my mind basically constantly. I refresh at least once daily the page. For those who don't know, ministerial mandate letters are letters from the premier to each of her ministers that kind of outline what she wants to see from the minister within their term. And so they're incredibly good for us to see when we want to know what government is likely to do over the course of the next 4 years. I'll send a link to all the ministerial mandate letters in a little bit. They're still kind of coming out one at a time. The advanced education one is not out yet. The initiative that Nathan's mentioning is in the Minister of Jobs, Economy and Trade mandate letter. It's an exciting thing in terms of how I want to make sure that students are part of that. I'm really going to be like leaving that one, like, because it's going to be mostly for that, for my reading of that one, at least, like, skilled apprenticeships and trades will come more from the polytechnics and less from like the research universities aspect. I'll be trying to make sure that it's on the radar of the Alberta Students Executive Council, which is kind of like CAUSE's counterparts for polytechnics and trade schools. But also if and when it becomes inclusive when it comes to universities and the skilled trades that we provide, like training for as well. So like nursing or places like that, it'll be important to be front and center there as well. More specifically on like what we're doing to make sure that we're being kept in mind. Really, the government is kind of like norming and storming and forming like who the key stakeholders in each of their ministries are going to be. And so being at Stampede last week and being able to meet 21 out of the 24 ministers over the course of the 5 days is a really great way to just to like slap a face to the name of students and to remind folks that like we are key stakeholders when it comes to like job growth. Also just notes on ministerial letters in general. There's some interesting stuff in there. I'm particularly interested about the mandate letter for the Minister of Women, Arts and Culture, Status of Women, Arts and Culture, Tanya Furr, because in her mandate letter, it talks a lot about encouraging women to get involved in STEM programs and STEM training. And so it'll be very interesting to see what that looks like from a university's context as well. But thank you so much for the question. And I will drop a link to all the mandate letters that are out so far in Council's chat in case anyone wants to play the fun VPX game of refreshing it every day to see if the advanced education one is there yet.
Thank you very much. Are there any further comments or questions from the floor? Okay, seeing none, we'll move out of question period and into our next section of business, which is actually general orders. If you could just scroll down. Okay, and our one motion today is the motion to discuss the Council Goals, Action Plan, and Charter. Christian, if you'd like to introduce that motion, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I go about introducing that motion, I have a quick question for you. To go into committee of the whole, do I need to make that after we've kind of introduced it? I was just wondering. If not,
doesn't really matter.
Okay, that's all good. I'll do it after then. But thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, Council, appreciate you all being here. Basically, for this agenda item, I was kind of hoping this evening would be a good work session to just have a discussion on the progress and update from where we last left off during GovCamp on our council goals, as well as the council charter, which stemmed from our expectation setting that we'd worked on, specifically on the council goals. Like we said, we want to have basically an action plan that will kind of ground us and give us direction from what we're trying to achieve this year, what we're trying to get done. Given that we only have a year in our roles, that there's limited resources and time, money, human capacity. So making sure that we're have a strong direction of where we're trying to go. In regards to the charter, like I said, this stemmed from like those mentee responses that everyone gave in regards to like how we want to work with each other, team expectations for committees, for work ethic, for how we want to work within the space for our meetings. From there, I can have a deeper discussion, but this is just basically what this is going to be. The reason I want to go into committee of the whole is to basically, so it don't have to be like super formal with, you know, may I move in second? It can be more relaxed and we can kind of fit that same vibe that we had. But also this is an opportunity for those who are not able to attend GovCamp to also provide an input into these two respective documents.
Hey, I see Levi has his placard raised.
Move to go into committee of the whole.
Okay. Would you mind if we use the wording consider informally?
Uh-huh.
The whole just has like some implications and I'd rather just avoid it. Moves to consider informally. Yeah, is there a seconder for this motion? I see Pedro. Okay. I don't believe this will be controversial, but we will do a vote. So all of those in favor of considering the motion informally, please raise your placards. Okay, thank you. Please lower. Yes. Sorry, yes, the motion is to consider informally. Thank you for that correction. Sorry, let me share to. Okay, are there any opposed to the motion to consider informally? Okay, seeing none, that is carried unanimously with 16 votes in favor, none opposed, and no abstentions. And we are now considering informally. So basically what this means is there's just, there aren't speaking turn limits. So feel free to just make shorter contributions and not have to worry about how many times you can speak. I'll put it to voting though. Is there any particular way you'd like to structure this conversation?
Yeah, I'd love for us to start with the charter since that would be easier and I think assume probably take less time. There's just more to go over with the council goals. I believe, Mr. Speaker, you would have shared the charter to councillors, both the working like skeleton document, but also the more nicer visually looking document to councillors via email. But it would also be helpful if we can like share it on the screen for folks to see. I could also just share it on my screen, but I don't think I have share screen capabilities right now.
I think we can get it up, just a moment. I just sent it earlier today. Or maybe you're just on it to make sure. Is there anyone who didn't get the email with the documents in their personal emails? Will we figure out the screen? Okay, just let me know if you have access issues. And sorry, Foteng, did you want to start with the charter?
Yeah, the charter. Yeah, I was going to say, if we want to just share it on the screen too for the Zoom, it would just be beneficial so people can kind of follow through. But I'm happy to get started with just discussing the charter.
Yeah, it should be up in like 5 seconds here.
Great. So yeah, thank you, everyone. I hope you've had the opportunity to open that up. Basically, like I said, during GovCamp, we all got in a nice talking circle or the room, and we had that conversation about like what did we expect from each other in terms of how we wanted to get along, what were some of our reservations. This document or charter is just that kind of written social contract of, you know, what you all came together and agreed upon that was put forward in the mentee. You know, there was a lot of emphasis around efficient meetings, teamwork, being passionate about the work that we do, collegial governance, representing diverse voices, especially those that often don't have the ability to be in spaces like these, being transparent and responsible in our communication to the student body, being held accountable, personal development, inclusivity and respect. And I know there was a huge emphasis on things like compassion and kindness and respect, as well as mindful decision making. So given all those themes that kept popping out from that, just developed a, you know, rough outline of like, you know, the things that we believe in and how we want to approach these issues. I've brought this document to the executive committee, to the chairs committee, and CAC also just before this for feedback. I don't think anything was given except for the fact that Adrian kindly pointed out that in the signature part, we are missing Stephen's name and title. So Board of Governor rates, I strongly apologize. I've already told marketing and they're on it. So we'll be fixing it in the more visually appealing part of the document. So the goal is that from here, once we've kind of gathered feedback, if there are any edits that need to be made, we'll edit it. But we'll gather that feedback here. Also just have a conversation about how counselors are feeling about this document. If everything is A-okay, then we'll make those final changes and hopefully have this document printed out by next meeting so that everyone, hopefully, if are able to attend in person, fine, excellent. But if you're not, we'll find other ways. But hopefully we can all just sign this document as a, you know, finalizing of this kind of contract and this council expectation and charter setting process, put it up in a nice little frame, put it up in the council office, and just let it serve as a reminder for the expectations we set for each other for the year. But I will open the floor to just any form of feedback, perspectives, whatever it is, let me know. This is a council-driven document. It's just merely an author of your desires.
I think first off, I'll just ask, are there any general questions about the document, general thoughts, anything like that? Okay, don't hesitate if more come up later, but I don't see any. So does anyone have any specific thoughts on like a specific section of the document, any specific wording, anything like that? Michael, please go ahead.
I want to kindly thank Christian for taking the time to put this together and synthesize the fruitful conversation that we had at GovCamp.
Thank you. Any other thoughts, feedback? If you'd like just like a few minutes to read it over, we can take a little pause too. Yeah, okay, I'm seeing a few head nods. So just stand easy for like 2 minutes. Mikhail?
Yeah, so reading through it, I think the charter very clearly outlines all the important aspects of being a student counselor. Being just a proxy myself, though, I feel an important aspect that whether or not council wish to include in writing or not, is the importance of not only accountability of them to accomplish their tasks, but also to not overburden themselves, being that this is one of the highest levels of student governance. It's usually filled with a lot of very passionate individuals who have other commitments as well. And something I've been a victim to myself and have seen is people taking on more than they can handle. And that leads to them being unable to fulfill those accountability matters. So I don't know if this is the proper place to include that in writing, but a way to ensure that that is a goal, to not only keep people accountable to their tasks, but make sure they are not overexerting themselves, leading to potential burnout.
Thank you. Does anyone else in the room have thoughts on that? Levi?
Not necessarily a thought per se. I just wanted to echo and second what was just added. I know that early on in my council career, back in the day when I was still an open studies counselor, we seem to get it every year where you have somebody new to the role, learning the role of responsibilities, wanting to get involved in every way, shape, or form. So I ended up being on something like 5 or 6 committees, and I got burned out quick. And I didn't realize until after the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. So we're here because we're passionate. We want to do a bunch of things, but at the same time, we need to be looking over ourselves and working with colleagues who are looking out for us as well. So stressing the importance to know your limits, know when to ask for help, know when to resign from committees if you know you're not going to be able to fulfill obligations or whatever is quite important. And I also feel like it should be in writing somewhere.
Jill, please go ahead.
Yeah, just another echo, considering I did resign from committee because I was no, I thought of this before you said that, but yeah, quite literally, we also have to hold ourselves accountable to ourselves, and not overwhelming ourselves is super important. So yeah, if there was something written, because I think a lot of us do a lot of things that are very passionate, but yeah, it's important to keep ourselves well to be able to serve other people well.
Stephen, please go ahead.
I'm not sure of the exact process to propose an amendment, but I feel like something like this idea could live very neatly under commitment and participation, following the first sentence of "we expect all council members to actively participate." I feel like there's another sentence that can be slid in under that. I also feel like that first sentence could cover this, but if we really want to affirm it, like "we expect all council members to manage their time appropriately, like dedicate to tasks they are able to fulfill, and practice self-care," or something like that. Just throwing it out there as an idea.
So I'll see what Fauteng has to say. I think he kind of mentioned this isn't like a super formal document. We probably won't be approving this as like a formal council motion or anything. So I'm happy to just, like, if you want to throw a suggestion into the doc.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah. And then just given the tone of this document, we can practice maybe a little bit of consensus decision making and just see how everyone feels about it. Jill.
I think Christian did add something if you wanted to scroll down under, it was commitment and participation.
Yeah, sorry. I was basically going to put word for what Stephen said. He took the words right out of my mouth. Mikhail, thank you so much for that perspective. You're absolutely correct. Burnout is a huge problem. And we're obviously we've tried to mitigate that through, you know, either committee proliferation or overworking counselors. But to Stephen's point, I think that's something that would exist perfectly within commitment and participation, especially because it is easy, to the point you're making, to overcommit to these things, right? So I was going on a nice train there, and then I think Stephen ended. I forget how it went, but I loved the whole, like, "we further respect all council members to manage their time appropriately and dedicate their time." But I forget where we ended.
To
that we can still like.
I don't have edit access, but I would just say dedicate their time responsibly and ensure they take care of themselves. So,
as viewers, can you make suggestions on the
documents? No, it's crazy.
I might make you all commenters and then just refresh the page. So if you refresh now, I hope you can do that. Okay, so now it reads, and dedicate their time responsibly and ensure they take care of themselves. Is the room kind of happy with that sentiment? Jill?
Ish, yeah. Like, I don't know. We further expect all council members to dedicate their time appropriately. Like, yeah, obviously, but it sounds a little like scary. You know, kind of what I mean, where it's almost like we want a word like understand counselor commitments and want them to respect their own time. I don't know if anybody has anything to add on like that point.
Yeah, maybe like I feel like the problem is the word expect. Like it just feels a little harsh. Maybe like encourage. I don't know. Like I feel like it's a little
great minds think alike, Nor. I think that's what I've changed it to, encourage.
Okay, so how does the room feel about encourage? Is that a better change? Seeing general consensus, are we okay with how this has been changed? Okay, are there any other thoughts on the charter as a whole? Nathan?
Although this is it's not essential to the charter, but I believe it'd be a good addition to incorporate our oath into the charter.
Do any other members have thoughts on the relationship between the oath and the charter, Michael?
Yeah, I think definitely something to entertain in discussion, but I think it's up to the committee to decide how formal they want this document to be. I think kind of like both Christians indicated, the goal of this is for it to be a little more informal, and like we don't want to vote on it, whereas the oath is a very serious this expect of you. This is more just a shared understanding, and the oath kind of comes from an organizational standpoint and like what we what is expected of everyone, whereas this is like we've come to a consensus and agree, but I think open to further discussion just to help provide context.
Let's go Mason.
We're kind of backtracking the conversation here for a moment, but for commitment and participation, potentially the second end that we're adding, change that to like two or something, the second one. So we encourage all council members to manage their time appropriately and dedicate their time responsibly to ensure they take care of themselves. It just feels a little clunky to say end twice, in my opinion.
Any objections to that? Just a kind of flow. Okay, seeing none, we'll make that change. Okay, so back to the oath question.
Yeah, I can add to that. Thank you. It was Nathan. I would echo what Michael said. I think while the sentiment of like the oath being there is great, like the oath is just something every council going on for years until maybe the oath has changed will always say, this document is like something that is reflective of this specific group and this specific council, and it's just a personalized, like our own personalized oath, I would say. So it I think it's fine not to necessarily include it.
Okay, I did see Nathan asking to speak again, but are there any other people just wanting to give their two cents on this question? Hey, back to you, Nathan. Please go ahead.
Again, it was just a suggestion, and I do internalize the comments made by the executives, and they are fair points. The only reason to elaborate on why I suggested it is that this oath is what binds us together as a council and to our duties that we've been put forward as our students elected us to do so. Again, our oath and the organization we pledge this oath to and the students we represent, it is what empowers the charter to have any influence over what we do. And again, it's just a suggestion. And I thank the executives for their input.
Before we go back to Michael, any other thoughts on the oath and the charter? Michael, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think the oath is still definitely super important. So maybe we could visit the idea of putting up a copy of the oath alongside the council charter when we frame them and put them up in the council office or something, because still holds a lot of weight and is super important. So if that's something folks are interested in.
A potential compromise. How do you feel about that, Nathan?
Well, truth be told, it was just a suggestion. I thank Michael for the suggestion. And again, the oath does not have to be incorporated in the charter. It's just a point of order, not point of order, but it's just a point to bring forward. But yeah, I'd welcome that idea as well. Yeah.
I'm not seeing a large amount of uptake in the oath question. So I'm going to say maybe let's see if there's any other suggestions for feedback on the charter. Does anyone else have anything? Hey, I don't see any. Fotang, do you have any requests how we kind of proceed from here?
No, this is fantastic. I love you all for all this feedback. This is great. So I'll just take that change we made to commitment and participation. I'll let marketing know about the edits, and then hopefully our designers can put that in there, as well as Steven's name, so he can also sign when we print this out. And so the next steps will be that next council meeting, this will be printed, it'll be put in front of the table where Mr. Speaker is sitting, and hopefully his council members are coming into council, or depending on how extravagant we want to make it, folks can sign. And then once everyone has signed, we will just have it up in our council office. But if folks also want their own personal copy, feel free to let us know. You can print it off too.
Okay, thanks everyone for that discussion. Would you like to move on to the, is it goals next?
Yes, we can go on to goals next. So for this one, great. So again, similar to conversations that we had at GovCamp, I really missed the split screen. Mr. Speaker, I might need your help with just scrolling down once I say so, or whoever's controlling the thing, but not yet, it's good. So as you all remember from the little exercise we did at GovCamp, I asked you all what were some of those top four priorities that you had campaigned on as a counselor that you really wanted to make sure, is reflected in our work this year as a council. And then as you had written your four, we put it on the whiteboard, and then we had reorganized all our goals to see how they fit into the SU's mission, which is to, engage with the student body, represent or advocate, as well as serve. But then we also had that fourth caveat, there was just an internal operations type of section to just deal with the more how are we improving council that had nothing to do with the mission. Just some of your goals might have been more logistically about committee improvements and whatnot, that might not have fit neatly into any of those. From there, everyone put it on a sticky note, and that's where we kind of ended off in terms of the action plan creation stage of the goals process. Now we're at, I would say, either the goal evaluation / selection, moving into the action planning phase that I had talked about. And I had basically taken everyone's sticky notes and transcribed it and put it into this document. So the bullet points that are in white, I will highlight them here, are what people said word for word that I just kind of copied and pasted from pen to monitor. That's why you see a lot of these are duplicating, and then kind of try to pack them into the themes that they tended to represent. So we had SRAs, transparency with student body, promote involvement, community with the student body was under engage, with represent and advocate, we had tackling affordability as keeping fees low for students, improving international student tuition model. And then for accessible and well-maintained campus, because many people talked about campus infrastructure, we had making campus more accessible. quality, well-furnished and unkept spaces, enhance, expand into student-oriented spaces within space optimization planning. Student work experience, we had a lot about practicum-based courses, as well as support for students on unpaid placements and more preparation for students on clinicals. And then for improving the learning environment or learning in the classroom, we had advocate for minority religious holidays, centralized access to science research opportunities, free accessible peer-assisted learning programs, working to increase the affordability of class resources, and more Indigenous context courses are mandatory for degrees. And then for CERB, we had promotion of mental health resources for students, expansion of resources to support students during tuition hikes. And then internal, we had council decision-making, what that looks like in a smaller group, as well as working towards that smoother transition between CAC and NOMCOM, and then streamlining the audit process, and then fee governance, I think had come up, but I might have put that there because I was chatting to Levi. Anyway, from all of that, basically taking that, the next steps is kind of reorganizing this to remove what is basically duplicating, but giving a clear summary of what I think council is trying to achieve this year. And also what I talked about is like, we might have these like either super direct specific goals that people have talked about that are easily like, are the action plan. So for example, ensure the political policy regarding Augustana is complete and has a consultation with Augustana is like a clear goal. Whereas like improve collaboration between student associations or improve connection between SRAs and the SU, that could take on multiple meanings or multiple initiatives or multiple projects. And then flashback to Mark's presentation about, you know, limited time, limited resources, limited human capacity, and the fact we're only here for 365 days. What does that work look like? And trying to like give a straight, direct work plan. So we took all of that. And if we go to the third page, where it's kind of a copy of the first page, but a little more organized, I would say, ignore the themes, but or keep them, but we have engaged. So here I would say council stressed a goal of student representative association engagement. Again, the improve SRA, SU council connections and liaising. And then the things that are in this black box are more suggestions that I'm giving to council. They don't have to be what you do, but just to help you think about this process as like what a specific initiative or project could be in response to council's desire to want to improve SRA connections and liaising. So like I said, one of them was easily directly improving consultation in regards to the Augustana policy and improving overall consultation engagement with students in Augustana. Also had improve and streamline SRA audit experience, because I know that a lot of the audits that audit committee does are those of the FAs, and they always stress kind of like the difficulties or frustrations around that process. So I think in terms of council's engagement with SRAs and FAs, I think this is one really neat way, but also doesn't try and like duplicate the work of already existing spaces such as COFA, Council of Faculty Associations. And yeah, I thought that would, as a suggestion of things that council can like look at doing, but if there are other initiatives that folks in the room had, again, this is what the discussion will allow for. Similarly, as we walk down the list, that is what I have here with student body transparency. So an example is council wanted to increase engagement with students about what council is doing and the decisions it's making. I know social media committees talking about, you know, providing updates about council and council decisions. An example of something that could fit right in there. Similarly with student body engagement, I had also had the chance to talk with many of you one-on-one about some of your goals. And I think one of you had talked about, you know, even maybe having like a barbecue or office hours that could facilitate that engagement and networking with student counselors and learning more about council in a fun way. Or encouraging people to participate in the elections. So that could be by encouraging people to run for the by-election or helping the CRO in promoting and encouraging students to run the next election for next year. And other ideas like publishing an Identity Matters 3 report to kind of get another understanding of maybe why, gender minorities might be dissuaded from running into governance. And then for representative advocate for affordability, to be honest, I will look to the people who put keep fees low for students. I might have forgotten the notes myself, but I would like to know like what that looked like. Like, was it just overall fees? Was it tuition? Was it specific types of fees? I know council had also stressed looking at international student tuition. So that is there. But then again, what that advocacy looks like or how council would like to support in that effort or pursuit. Some of these action items don't need to be a project itself, but it could also be like council like can direct the executives to look at it from this way, because a lot of these will tie in with the executive goals as well. It's like, these are things we hope to do. So it's more so, hey, who do we have to follow through to support on this? If, for example, Michael and Levi are helping on international student tuition advocacy, can, you know, counselors help by consulting more with their international students within their constituency and like bring that feedback and bring that experience to the execs, and they can kind of filter that up to university administration. With accessible and well-maintained campus infrastructure, we have made campus accessible for all. So expand accessible all gender washrooms across campus. I know there's some counselors already hitting ground running with like trying to expand the number of all gender washrooms within the classrooms and buildings that they mostly study in. Also looking at a review of our policies and bylaws to make sure that there's an accessibility lens for our process, procedures, and policies so that they're inclusive to all students, as well as quality, well-furnished, and kept spaces was mentioned. I think Steve might have put that one, and I just put the notes word for word, but you can, like, I look to whoever, like, you know, just counsel to tell me, like, what does an initiative or project look like? But also, if after reviewing this list, council is also like, you know, these are great, but like, can we also just cut it short? We can also have that discussion. And then lastly, the only other thing I will point to is up in promote involvement, getting students more engaged in students' politics. I had suggested like things like promote and encourage students to participate in like the council mentorship program. The only thing, caveat, I will make sense after some more context building, is I know that historically the council mentorship program has been undertaken by the CAC, and they are not remunerated or paid for their labor for this. So I think there is a conversation to be had about, you know, what the long-term sustainable model for looking at council mentorship or mentorship for future people who might want to be involved in governance as a discussion worthwhile having, a worthwhile discussion that council can also undertake this year and figure out a plan for future years. But I will stop talking at this time. I will just say, these are the goals you all set to me. I've kind of summarized many of them, but the next part of this step is, what would you like as like the tangible thing we're doing in pursuit of these goals? And then we'll write those out. This can take multiple like meetings, like we kind of meet now and then meeting CAC again and then finalize it. The goal is to hopefully like time to present this around the August 1st meeting, similar to when the execs are presenting their goals, or later, if the committees still need more time to present to write up their committee action plans. But then it will just be helpful. Then from there, we can then determine which committee might be in charge of or responsible for like helping fulfill that goal, who wants to be in, like take on a particular goal and spearhead the way and provide updates to council about, you know, where we're at with these specific respective initiatives. But I will give it back to the floor to provide their feedback. Is this like conclusive, or does it respond to like the conversation we had at GovCamp? How are people feeling about this?
So would it be accurate to say that you're also looking for suggestions of specific action items to go under these kind of broader thematic statements?
Exactly.
Okay. And also general feedback, it sounds like. So anything you have, please let us know. Jill, please go ahead.
I guess I just had a general question of like, where is this document going to like live?
Like in terms of like, what do you mean? Sorry.
Like, is this something that we're going to be like posting, or is this something? No, this is like our action plan. So this is kind of like what we're going to be focusing on.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
These documents are all kind of informal too. So what we write in here isn't like a set in stone map of this year's council. I at least understand it to be more of like a guide and a shared awareness of priorities that we'd like to accomplish for this year. So I hope it will live in our hearts, if that answers your question.
And if you want to communicate it to like the student body, I think there's no issue with that. Like if you want to talk like on the council IG page, like, hey, these are our priorities that we want to like focus on this year, as well as the regular day-to-day things the council is supposed to do, I think that's fine. But like, it's not existing in like a specific bylaw or policy area. It's just more like a guiding document for us for the year.
Precious, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a question for President Boateng. I was wondering if you could elaborate further on the differences between the STRIDE program and the council mentorship program.
I believe the STRIDE program is targeted and made specifically for, you know, students who are either like identify as women or are a gender minority that often are not have a strong history of representation within governance, whereas the council mentorship program is, and the STRIDE program is run underneath as a program underneath our LEAD center. So that's like an SU provided service. Whereas the council mentorship program, I would say, has been an informal and not like fully institutionalized program run out of CAC with the aim of just basically trying to like get people involved and interested in like governance and running. So the goal is to like match up a mentee with a mentor. The mentor is obviously usually an existing counselor. The mentee could be like a first year, second year student who is really interested in getting involved in council, but doesn't really know what to do. And this is like after, and it's targeted for everyone. It could be any student.
Any other thoughts, questions, specific comments or ideas for action items? Stephen?
Just a general idea I have at this point would be to potentially like assign leads on certain items that are like actionable by an individual or a small group of folks. Like, I don't think that needs to be done for all of them. But maybe within this next phase, like I'm still a little gray on when this process ends and when we start moving forward on the working on the document. And I think it makes sense if it comes back at next meeting and that's the end point. So if we're working on that timeline, then fleshing out some of these, and then if possible, like where it makes sense, like identifying some folks to lead on the improving the consultation on the of Augustana students on the presence of the SU at Augustana. And so maybe that's a, yeah, maybe that's a policy committee and like Augustana student or council rep action. Like, I think that would be a good step to actually see this stuff get achieved, at least some of it.
Can I quickly respond to Stephen?
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So 100% agreed, Stephen. Like, the goal is obviously at a certain point to like assign either respective committees or council members to these goals. Right now is just more so finalizing what those goals and action items are going to be, right? Like, the things I've included here are just either suggestions for myself as like to help council think about it, or what I've heard counselors kind of bring up in one-on-one meetings about what they were trying to like achieve this year. Once we finalized what our goal, like if we were pleased with just like all the goals we have here and we're like, great, this looks good, there's nothing to add, then yeah, next meeting or even today, I suppose, we can like start assigning people to these respective initiatives. But if we still feel like, and this is why we're having discussions, someone else has another initiative they feel that we want council to do in regards to either student body transparency or affordability. Like I said, for example, keep fees low for students was something that a counselor mentioned, but I'm not sure like what council wants to like do for that. Or if you feel like, well, so maybe the execs are doing that, council doesn't really need to focus, we can like strike that. Similarly, again, for like things like, you know, expansion of resources to support students during tuition hikes, like all the way at the bottom of the page. Like, I'm just taking, like, this is just the feedback from the things you told me. Like, we can like remove these things. Right now, we're just workshopping the goals and the action plans following the thematic goals. Once we finalize that, we can then begin the next process of being like, okay, policy committee, you can be responsible for this part of the goals. Audit committee, you're obviously responsible for the improving streamline of SRA audit experience and then like providing updates. And I don't know, CAC can be responsible for the student body engagement and council mentorship discussions and stuff like that. I hope that helps provide clarity.
I believe I did see Adrian's hand go up. Are you still wanting to speak, Adrian?
Yeah, so one thing I just wanted to bring up, it was also like the difference of the like counter, like some wording specifics as to the council mentorship program. It's so the program is run completely by, for the most part, counselors. So like counselors, they sign up for it if they want to, and they dedicate their own time to it. And it's usually trying to pair up, not specifically as mentee and mentor who are in the same faculty, but like just mentors and mentees who have like similar views or opinions or goals in a sense. And this is done through surveys that are given to both the mentors and the mentees at the time that they sign up, after which either staff or the a team lead on the mentorship program kind of go through the responses, and then they start the pairing process.
Thank you, Adrian, for the context on the mentorship program. Is there any other general thoughts or specific ideas for action items for the document? Jill, please go ahead.
I was not there on the Sunday that we did the post-it notes. I was just wondering if there would be a possibility, this kind of question for Adrian, if in sort of like the under the engage, there's mention of like improving consultation with Augustana students and the presence of the SU at Augustana. This is definitely something that I would want to include about CSJ. So if we were able to put like Augustana and CSJ, or if Adrian would rather that be like a second actionable item that we could add on there. Because I know we always like lump in the two campuses.
But. Yeah, like that's definitely something we can consider. Like I'm not against like the lumping them together. However, like I also just want like not just you and me, but like everyone to be constant. Like our two campuses are also still very different. So while like there are some similarities between the two of them, I do think there are some parts that we should still keep separate. For example, if we talk about accessibility to services, that's a very different conversation between CSJ and Augustana. Or if we talk about availability of course materials or services, that's again a very different conversation between CSJ and Augustana. However, there are still some overlaps, but definitely we can kind of put some of the issues together, especially for the big one, consultation with both our campuses.
Based on your response, Adrian, it sounds like there is some reasoning to kind of separate them into different action points, and it's easy enough to do on the Google Doc. So is everyone okay with just adding kind of equivalent action items relating to CSJ? Any other thoughts on CSJ / Augustana in the context of the goals? Jill?
Has anything else to say? I don't have to go. just under like accessible and well-maintained campus infrastructure and like make campus more accessible for all. Anybody can oppose this, by the way. Just putting like make every campus more accessible for all, because make campus, to me, it refers to like North Campus. So, and I know we have really big problems about accessible all gendered washrooms. So a little word in there to include like CSJ and Augustana, but I can put that to the floor.
I see Foteng just kind of put every in front of campus. So it reads, make every campus more accessible for all. Does that kind of satisfy that thought?
It does.
Okay. Is everyone happy with that addition? Yeah, not seeing any shakes or thumbs down, so we'll accept that. Any other feedback, suggestions, specific action items? Do you need a few moments? Are we ready to kind of move on from this? Feel free to just say what you want. Go ahead, Nathan. No? Okay.
Yeah. So I guess like my question would be like, is everyone satisfied with the like the already like stated goals? You're like, I'm putting things in here that you've all like either provided to me through conversation or with check-ins or conversations from GovCamp. Again, like I look to council, like if we're saying, for example, engage the campus community through events and initiatives, is a barbecue what council wants to do as an initiative? Like, again, you're the masters of your own destiny. It doesn't have to be a barbecue. It could be a ping pong tournament, you know, like you all choose that. But I'm just saying, like, it's just helping ground our objectives for the year with a reminder that, you know, council also does have a budget this year, like things that it wants to spend on. So it helps to like let that guide where you want that money to go, so it doesn't become ad hoc spending.
I do see Steven's hand. I also don't mind like a bit of chatter in the room, but please don't let it get overwhelming. Steven, please go ahead.
So I'm just not sure if this is the arena to like nitpick every goal and define it. Like if people do have comments on certain goals or that kind of thing, like we can discuss that. But I think it might just be helpful to like set a week timeline of like following this meeting. Like if you have additional ideas, add them in to this document. Cause there's a couple that I see, but I don't want to make like four different comments on things. So just a process recommendation that I guess that we provide a bit of time following this meeting to for people to comment on certain goals or add broader themes, and then bringing this back to next council meeting.
So I guess I'll just ask Foteng, are you okay if people come in on their own outside of the meeting and make suggestions?
Exactly, yeah, that could happen. So we can set a timeline. So between now and let's say, sorry, let me open up a calendar. So I have to manage this with August 1st is our next meeting. So between now and July the 27th by like 8 a.m., if folks are able to like provide their feedback on this document or their own specific goals and points, integrate all of that and then come back to council with a more fleshed out idea of like what we're trying to get done this year. And then from there, we can then move on to the next process of just assigning who gets to deal with that. Or like with a that can also come with a recommendation of who could probably be best fit to do that. So if you also want to just like express interest of what areas of the goals you're wanting to like take lead on or work more on, that would be great too in this process.
I did get just a few last minute hands. So Maniba, please go ahead.
I had a question for the bullet point under student work experience for like where you had like the active like the engagement things you could do. You wrote create or update political policy on practicum based courses for recommendations to stakeholders. Could you like explain a little bit what that means?
Yeah, basically, like, what is our specific ask on this issue that we like want to go to like the university or government with, right? So we understand that there's a situation with work experience that it's poor right now, but there's no like we haven't done any like proper like research or have a firm policy guide on this. So council could spend its year working with like the FAs who have programs that are practicum based and you know working on like a recommended suite of policy asks to the government, and then from there we can give that to future councils and execs to like advocate on. It's just being like realistic with the idea, like for example, like someone said like paid internships, so we can do like a study and research and like, well, what does that look like? What are other jurisdictions doing? Is that maybe the best model or context for like the Alberta situation? So rather than going into it with a solution, searching for a problem, like we've identified there's an issue, let's do the research to come out with a solution and then put that out there to either exist in our political policies that, you know, the VPX and presidents of future years can go and lobby to the government for.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay, Michael, please go ahead.
Yeah, Stephen covered my point. You can strike me.
Okay, thank you. Nathan?
Again, this is just a suggestion and just thinking out loud in a sense, but I believe it's worth mentioning. When it comes to advocacy under accessible and well-maintained campus infrastructure, I believe it is worth due consideration and perhaps even explicit wording to ensure that we're advocating for capital investment into building student spaces, ensuring we have room for an ever-expanding student populace. The student spaces policy does already incorporate some language when it comes to this, as well as up for a renewal, and we'll see an expansion onto that political policy as well by my fellow policy members. However, this is a reality at the forefront of many students. We are expected to see an expansion of student populace, as well as the presentation we saw earlier this council meeting. It's just whether I posted this council, whether it's worthwhile considering.
Thank you, Nathan. So I understand the suggestion to be an action kind of point relating to capital investments in student spaces in face of a growing student population. Is that a good summary? Okay. Any thoughts from the room on that suggestion, capital investments in student spaces? Mason?
Just to give added context, this term, Michael and I are going to be the ones renewing the student space policy. And I mean, I believe we've discussed things of that nature, and it's definitely things that we'll take forward while crafting the policy for advocacy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something I would just stress too is recognizing that a lot of these points will have different pathways to success and different levels of like advocacy and work to approach them. So like revamping the policy is definitely one. It could also come in the form of specific advocacy from the exec or discussions with faculty associations. So definitely, even if things are already sort of in progress, like we can still include them in this document. Any other thoughts on capital investments in student spaces? Foteng, do you have any specific thoughts? I just see a thumbs up. Okay. Nathan, would you like to go into the document and just kind of type up a one-point summary of that action item? And next, I see Mikhail. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so part of this, my understanding of this lies in confusion due to the duplication of the points. Is it intended that both the points on the first page and third page are viewed as one for like engagement or things like that, just as a clarification?
Oh, no, the duplication of the page is just more to show how we've taken what counselors put in the sticky notes in the GovCamp session and what was basically quickly summarized or like put together to like say one thing. I don't know what I'm saying, but basically like the thing on the first page is just a little transcription of what we did in the GovCamp. So because we used sticky notes, people wrote down what they wanted to achieve this year on sticky notes and put those on a whiteboard. I just basically took every sticky note, put it on a Google Doc and slapped it there. But then since it was just a long list of things that people wanted to do, reorganized it to kind of the different themes that they're in. And then the things on the third page is just a more cleaner reflection of what people were saying without like having to like repeat five times that counselors wanted to work closer with FAs, right?
Yeah. So then with that said, other than improving SRA-SU council connection, we did include specific mention of Campus Saint-Jean and Augustana. However, that explicit mention of FAs, I do believe, was lost and should be included in a more exact capacity, considering how important that was at the start.
Great. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So to summarize, Mikhail, the emphasis on FAs was kind of lost in the formatting of what you could call the raw data and just making sure that emphasis carries through.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything specific you'd like to see included as an action item?
Well, I mean, I think though we mentioned SRA, but like explicitly mention the like FAs as that subcategory as a group that should be engaged more with, as I feel like that is something that was brought up in those points and that I feel has been a focus from what I've seen of the executives already and of student council. So it should be written as so.
Okay, I think we can put something to that effect in there. And feel free to just check in the document and follow up with Christian if you have any specific thoughts based on what he puts. I sense that we're kind of moving towards a wrap up on this conversation, but I just wanted to give one more opportunity for feedback, general questions, ideas for action items. Okay, seeing none. Foteng, do you want to give a wrap up and maybe just more explicitly kind of say your plans for next steps?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So plans for next step before that wrap up. Thank you all for your suggestions. I really am enjoying this process and the feedback on either the goals or some grammatical stuff or just like the semantics of it all. Like I said, when we began this process, the intention here is just to make sure that like a year can catch up to us very quickly. Like it feels like yesterday that it was only May. September already feels like it's going to happen next week. So time is not our best friend. It's a limited supply. So there's lots of things we want to do, is just making sure that we have something that like we can look back on in the year and say that, yes, these are the things that council did, that you as a counselor can say that, hey, I came wanting to do these things, but hey, at least some of these, like my top item and my top three items, were still accomplished by students council. But this process is just to help provide a bit more specific initiatives or activities to like what everyone wants, right? Like everyone has kind of indicated they want more communication with the student body and they want more improved connection with SRA and council. But that could be like, do we want to make more TikToks? Do we want to do exact like council tabling? Like, what does that look like for council? And I'm like looking to you all to provide those suggestions and like put this in here, even if it's just like 50 things. And then like we can at a later time, after that July 27th deadline, come back and be like, okay, these are the many things everyone's talked about. What's reasonable to do within 1 year? What's reasonable to do within everyone's time, capacity, and scope? And then from there, assign maybe a delegate, a counselor, or a committee to take lead of each of these goals, and then having like frequent check-ins with everyone about like where we're at. So that's the overall kind of where process we're aiming to achieve. I will say, based on Stephen's suggestion, if it helps, because yeah, we don't want to spend like hours just nitpicking over goals. If we set a deadline of like July 27th, 8 a.m. For counselors to for counselors to just like put as much feedback or goals that they want to see achieved, or like specific initiative within each of these goals that they want to see maybe done by council, take that. Maybe we can go to CAC with this. I feel like CAC could be just a better arena, so we don't have to like spend another full council session going over every single detail. And then from there, if we have all the edits done, I will also ask, maybe I can start gauging interests of like who wants to like take a lead on what, and then assign that. And then we'll basically have this done. And then the document will just be as a constant reminder for like maybe every end of every trimester to be like, where are we at with all of these goals? How do these goals work with like our council committee action goals that we're trying to get done? And so hopefully April 19th, mid-April, whenever the last meeting of council is, we can go back and actually put some tangible metrics to what our year has looked like and communicate that to the student body.
Okay, thank you very much. If there's no further thoughts, I don't see any, we will close off discussion on this item. And that brings us to the end of our agenda today. So we'll take attendance and then you're free to, I don't know, it sounds like some people are going to Earl's. So so for attendance, Christian Foteng.
Here.
Pedro Almeida.
Here.
Chris Beasley.
Here. Levi Flamin.
Oh.
Please, Levi Flamin.
Yeah. Michael Griffiths.
Here.
Stephen Rates.
Here.
Adrian Lamb.
Here.
Mason Peach.
Here.
Nathan Teason.
Here.
Maniba Kadir.
Here.
Ayman Saif.
Proxy present.
Thank you. Amir Mohammed.
Here.
Damon Atwood.
Yeah.
El Malahi. Precious Majeko Dumni.
Present.
Jillian Eisenstadt.
Here.
Noor Abdelwahab.
Here.
Laurel Ford.
Here.
Megan Garbutt.
Roxy present.
Thank you. And I am present. Jacob, I believe, left the meeting. I don't see him online, and Mark is not present. Okay, this meeting is adjourned at 7:25 p.m. Have a great night, everyone.
I'm going to use the mic because now it's not official. If anybody does want to come to Earl's, just come over here and we'll make a decision. If we go, we might postpone it to a future meeting just to get more people out. So, or we could go more than once. There's no one telling me not to get off the mic, so I can do whatever the fuck I want.